I want to show you an incredible video of Angela Merkel. She's the Chancellor of Germany. She's the one who said that there should be no limits for immigration from the Muslim Middle East to Germany. She started the recent stampede by calling for 800,000 migrants, first come, first serve, no application forms necessary, no proof of any danger to your lives necessary, and anyone who can make it immediately gets thousands of dollars in special benefits, plus access to Germany's existing welfare state. 100,000 migrants, overwhelmingly young Muslim men, have come in the past month alone to take her up on her offer. In one single day, more than 10,000 men arrived in the city of Munich alone. Imagine that. And if you dare to question this, well, you're called a Nazi, which in Germany tends to shut people up pretty quickly. Well, let me show you an incredible video. It's almost 4 minutes long, but literally every minute of it is amazing. It's a woman in Germany, she looks sweet, frankly looks like a progressive liberal, asking Angela Merkel, in a nutshell, aren't you putting our country at risk? Here, take a look.
A minute ago, you were mentioning the responsibility we all have in terms of how we should all deal with this refugee crisis. But one of our responsibilities is also to protect our own citizens in Europe. And I'm speaking especially about refugees from Syria and similar countries, from where now even more people with an Islamic background come into our country. And I believe that the gentleman addressed earlier is legitimate, that there is a great fear here in Europe because of Islamization seems to proceed to grow stronger. So I'm asking you, how do you want to protect Europe in that regard? How do you propose to protect our own culture from this? I think first and foremost that Islam and Islamic terror, unfortunately, a phenomena operating predominantly in Syria and Libya and in northern Iraq, and to which, unfortunately, the European Union has contributed a myriad of fighters as well. And therefore, we can't just sit here and say this is a phenomenon that has nothing to do with us. But these people, sometimes very young people, who grew up in our countries, and this is where we bear also a responsibility.
Okay, she says that terrorism is primarily happening over there in Iraq and Syria and Libya. And I guess that's true enough. It's not anarchy in Europe yet like it is in the Middle East, but there have been plenty of deadly Muslim terrorist attacks in Europe and many more foiled terrorist attacks, from the Madrid subway bombings to the London subway bombings to the attack on Paris's Charlie Hebdo magazine. Fine, it's true that most terrorist attacks numerically happen in the Middle East, but then did you see that? She blamed Germany and blamed Europe because some Muslims who are in Europe go back to the Middle East to fight with the Islamic State. She actually is saying that Germany helped cause the Islamic State terrorism because Germany took in some Muslim terrorists who then went back to the Middle East to commit terrorism. She actually blames Europe for the Islamic State. Here, watch some more.
Secondly, fear has never been a good advisor, neither in our personal lives nor in our society. Cultures and societies that are shaped by fear will without doubt not get a grip on the future.
Look, this lady in the audience is afraid. She's afraid of terrorism as we know it, afraid that amongst these hundreds of thousands of unscreened Muslim men are more terrorists to come. And all Merkel has to say, 15 seconds, is, well, fear is not a good advisor. Don't listen to fear. That's it. 15-second answer, just don't be afraid, just a little cliche. No real answers to real threats. Don't listen to fear. Well, how about listening to warnings from the Islamic State itself that says they're going to sneak in with these migrants? How about listening to evidence? How about to real Muslim terror plots being discovered in Europe every week? Don't listen to them? Here's more of Angela Merkel.
And third, of course, we have this debate, a lot of Muslims also have, in which we debate whether Islam even belongs to Germany or not. But I'm finding that when we have 4 million Muslims in this country, it's not really a debate whether Muslims belong to Germany but Islam doesn't, or whether Islam also belongs to Germany. I see there are these worries, but all I have to say is that we've all had these chances and all these liberties.
haben doch alle Chancen und alle
to practice our own religion as well, insofar as we're practicing it and believe it.
So now she's suggesting that Islam belongs to Germany, and Germany now belongs to Islam, I presume. And anyways, she says there are already 4 million Muslims in Germany, so what are you going to do about it, right? Here's more.
So if I'm lacking in something in that, I'm not suggesting that someone who practices Islam is at fault for that, or we should have the courage of Christians to enter dialogue
then.
And while we're talking about tradition, maybe please go to church every once in a while, or become a tad more versed in the Bible, and maybe be able to just explain a painting in the church. Or at least be able to explain what the meaning of Pentecost is. So there, I just have to say, there's a lot of people's knowledge about Christian Occident leaves a lot to be desired. But then to come back and complain about how Muslims know more about the Quran than they do about the Bible, I find that very curious. Maybe this debate will make us want to go back and encourage us to gain more knowledge about our roots.
What? So this lady from the audience said she is worried about the Islamization of Germany. I know what that means. It means worried about terrorism and violence. But it also means worrying about Sharia law, worrying about women being put into hijabs and niqabs and burqas. It means worries about a lack of separation between mosque and state. And Merkel says the solution to this is for this question asker to go to church more, to look at paintings in a church. That was her advice. Here's a woman, we have no idea if she's Christian at all, saying she's afraid of mass, unlimited, unscreened immigration of young Muslim men. And all Merkel says is she should go to church? What is this isn't a contest between theological abstractions. This is about the character of the German state itself, the public square, the laws, the culture. It's not about what book one reads privately in a house of worship. Worried about 100,000 Muslim men? Oh, go to a church and read a book, look at a painting. What is she even saying? Here's some more.
So far, I find this debate extremely defensively minded. Sure, one has to prepare against the terrorist danger, but let us also not forget just how rich European history is in dramatic and gruesome conflict and war. We should really be careful when we complain if someone else, something bad is happening. Sure, we have to stand up against that, but we have absolutely no ground to stand on to show haughty arrogance towards others. And I have to say that as Chancellor of Germany.
Okay, so now we have it. It took 3 minutes for Merkel to get to it, but here it is. For her, this isn't about dealing with the facts on the ground. This isn't about the 100,000 Muslim migrant men she's taken in. This is about some sort of national psychological therapy for her as German chancellor. Did you see that? She's saying, sure, jihadists may be evil, but who are we Germans to speak? Don't forget how evil we were in the past, and not just the far past, but the recent past. Don't be haughty and arrogant, she actually said. So keeping Germany's culture of liberal secularism is haughty and arrogant, she says. Defending against unscreened migrants is haughty and arrogant, she says, because, hey, Germany did awful things to the Jews and to others, so shut up about awful things that Muslim extremists want to do to us. This isn't a public policy. This is a personal therapy. I note that Merkel herself doesn't have any kids, and neither did the last German chancellor either. They don't have a personal future. Now, maybe it was for personal reasons. I don't know. But the last two German leaders have, for whatever reason, no stake in the future. An amateur psychologist might say they have decided to terminate themselves as a form of ethnic punishment, the ultimate in self-hate. Selbsthass is the special German word for hating yourself. They hate themselves for what they or their parents or their grandparents did. They hate Germany today because of what Germany was in the 30s and 40s. And so they will not personally build a German future. And anyone who wants to is just haughty and arrogant and has obviously forgotten Germany's great crimes. And sure, some of these Muslim terrorists are bad, but no worse than Germany was. And anyways, she says, Germany is partly to blame for the Islamic State, and why don't you just go to a church and look at a painting? This is crazy. Now, she looks tired in this video, but I don't think she was drunk or delusional. She hasn't corrected these comments later. As far as I know, this is Angela Merkel's worldview. Germany doesn't belong to the Germans. Germany should be de-Germanified. Germans don't deserve Germany. Any foreigner fresh off a train does. Shut up if you disagree. Don't you know that Germany is guilty, guilty, guilty? Look, I disagree. I'm a Jew. I mean, hatred for the Nazis was taught to me from childhood, but I know that Germany today is not Nazi. They're liberal. The grandchildren of the Nazis are not guilty by birth, and even if they were, the solution, the punishment, would not be to let in a million Muslim men, including amongst them today's Nazis, those from radical Islam. Angela Merkel just read out Germany's official suicide note. The fact that this video is so underreported tells me that most media, frankly, agree with her. For the Rebel.media, I'm Ezra Levant.